visiting today with Melody Offield. She's the coordinator at Ag in the Classroom, which is absolutely one of my favorite things because I think this is such an amazing way to get kids that maybe don't know a lot about agriculture and even kids that do involved in something in the classroom. So, Melody, if you'd start off, just kind of tell us a little bit about the program and how all of this got started.
So Ag in the Classroom is a really great program, and I am one of the state coordinators, along with Emily Egu, who serves Southwest Oklahoma, and Annie Davis, who serves Northeast Oklahoma, and I kind of do the other sections. But we are a three-way partnership between the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, that's where we're based out of, but we partner with the State Department of Education and with the OSU Extension. And so we have a nice partnership that goes back 25 plus years, 30 probably. And so we have been trying to educate teachers about agriculture so they can educate their students.
Well, and you do it in such a fun way. I mean, you have so many fun ways to like capture kids' attention and to really get them involved.
We do. And our state summer conference is coming up, and a teacher is doing a really classic workshop, and she's going to do the clucking chickens. And I remember back in the 90s when I was still in the classroom, that was one of the very first activities that I did as an Ag in the Classroom participant at a workshop. And it's just so fun. All of our lessons and activities really are hands-on and engaging for students, really lets them explore agriculture and maybe make a connection to something in their everyday life that they've never thought of before.
So I know probably a lot of rural communities have Ag in the Classroom, but if you're a community that doesn't have this right now, how do teachers or educators go about getting involved?
Oh, that's a wonderful question. We have on our website is agclassroom.org/OK, or you can just Google Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom and find us. All of our resources and lessons are available for every teacher. And Ag in the Classroom is not something that you have to say, oh, I'm going to do Ag in the Classroom this year, and I have to do something every day to do Ag in the Classroom. We have teachers who have started, and they just started with one lesson 1 year, and then they added something as something else. And so whatever skill teachers are working on, whether it's main idea or teaching the scientific principles or maybe that engineering process design principle in science, we have activities to teach those those Oklahoma academic standards. We haven't had pass in a long time. They were aligned to pass then, but now they're aligned to those Oklahoma academic standards. But they are fun. We have lots of recipes to engage those students with by eating, because you know, every kid eats. And so you were talking about the rural versus urban, maybe educators, and maybe some of our urban educators don't really know about Ag in the Classroom. And they think maybe they are, you know, removed, and maybe it's not for them because they're not out on a farm. But everyone eats every day, and we all wear clothes. And so we should know where our food comes from, and fiber that we use to make our clothes. We need to know about those farmers that raise and grow our food and our clothing.
Absolutely. And you guys have a big summer conference. Now, who all gets to go to the summer conference?
Well, everyone can come to the state summer conference. Once again, almost everything that we do is free to Oklahoma educators. And our state summer conference is a one-day event of this year, July 19th. And it's at the Moore Norman Technology Center at the South Penn campus. And so it will go on from 8:30 until 4. We have a great keynote speaker. He is absolutely fabulous. He was a speaker at our national conference just last week, but he's going to be our keynote. He's entertaining and educational, but also during the day, teachers can choose from 8 different breakout sessions, 4 different times. So we have 4 sessions, 8 options each time. And teachers from around the state that have really been committed to Ag in the Classroom will come, and they will share an idea or a lesson, and they'll present those individual breakout sessions.
And probably also just like a fun time to get together and talk about what everybody else has kind of been doing for Ag in the Classroom.
Absolutely. We also recognize our Teacher of the Year. We'll have goodies, of course, at Ag in the Classroom. We love to spoil teachers and treat them and honor them for the hard work that they do. And, you know, we so appreciate teachers, we know they have a lot to do, and that when they choose to teach agriculture to their students, we think that's really important. And we also will have vendors there. We'll have the Oklahoma Pork Council is going to be there. They're going to do some fun things at a vendor table. We'll also have a variety of Farm Bureau Women's Committee. They always come and help. Anyway, it's a fun time. We have a great time.
Well, so how do people, if they want to go, do they sign up for registration or just show up, or what's the rule there?
So the rule is that you do need to sign up, because we want to have lunch for you. And you can find that registration on our website, which is agclassroom.org/OK. The registration is just right at the bottom of that page. It is free, but we do want you to sign up. So we'll have lunch, and it is TEDS. We're so excited. For a lot of years, we had TEDS for lunch, and we've changed venues. You know, COVID kind of changed things, but we're back to having TEDS for lunch. So we're pretty excited.
Everybody loves to have TEDS for lunch.
Yeah.
You guys also do so many fun things on your Facebook page. So for those of you that are not following Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom on your Facebook page, you guys even have Ag Wordle.
So Annie Davis does the Ag Wordle. We were talking about Wordle anyway, and that was her idea. We think that, you know, a lot of teachers do Wordle, and some teachers even do that in their classroom to help students, and they work on some phonics skills or vocabulary. And so we said, why can't we do an Ag Wordle? And so we do that every Wednesday. We even did that this past week when we were in New York for our national conference, and we did the word maple, because we won't use the word maple in our Wordles, because we always try to do something that connects to Oklahoma agriculture. But so while we were up there, we did maple for them.
So what do you guys have fun coming up for, you know, back to school is going to be here before we know it. I'm guessing you have some awesome fun things planned.
We do. Thanks for asking. We will start that a week after Labor Day with our Read an Accurate Ag Book a week. And so we'll encourage teachers to sign up. We always have to have people sign up, because we always want to know who's participating. But we ask teachers to sign up and then read an accurate ag book to their students. And so we'll also have some other options. We'll probably have some Zoom options. Last year, the lieutenant governor read a book, and teachers could sign up to hear him read a book to their students. And so have lots of ways to participate. FFA chapters have gone into classes and read. 4-H clubs have done the same. Community members have come in to read. So just a wide variety. I'll put you on the spot, Casey. Where are you going to go read? You going to go read in Deer Creek this year?
I would love to go read. I've actually been, you know, I got to read to the girls when they were in kindergarten, and then COVID happened and they didn't ask me back. But I think it's because of COVID, not because I was a bad reader.
No, you were great. So we just would encourage anyone who is interested in agriculture to reach out to a local classroom or a local school and see if you can participate. And that information will be on our website after our state summer conference. So after July 19th, we'll start putting some information out on Facebook. And so if you don't like us on Facebook, it is just Oklahoma Ag Classroom. Ag in the Classroom. And so you can find us there. We advertise our events on Facebook and on our website.
Such fun information and so many great ways to get the youth involved. So we just appreciate you guys so much for visiting with us today.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity. We know that you have a big audience, and we know that you reach some people that we wouldn't be able to. And so if you aren't a teacher, but you know one, tell them about our program.
Absolutely.